Good evening, everybody. It's time for another bedtime story with Thompson. We're reading from The Merry Adventures of Robin Hood by Howard Pyle. This is Chapter 16, King Henry's Archery Match. The high road stretched white and dusty in the hot summer afternoon. 16-year-old Richard Partington, the Queen's page, rode along on a milk-white horse, and his long cloak flowed behind him. He wore silk and velvet, with jewels flashing and a dagger jingling against the front of his saddle. He had been riding since dawn on the hot, dusty road and was pleased to come to the cool, shady inn bearing the sign of a blue boar. Five men sat drinking ale under a large oak tree. Two were dressed in Lincoln green. One was the tallest, stoutest man Partington had ever seen. The other was a handsome fellow with a sunburnt face and curly nut-brown hair. The innkeeper brought the page his wine and handed it up to him. From his saddle, Partington toasted Queen Eleanor and Robin Hood, whom he was seeking. Hearing this, two of the yeomen whispered to each other. Then the tall one said, "Surely it is safe to take him to Robin, Will?" In the cool shade of the greenwood tree, Robin and many of the band lay on the soft green grass and listened while Allan a Dale sang and played upon his sweet-sounding harp. There came a sudden sound of horses' feet. Little John and Will Stutely came riding in with young Richard Partington between them. Robin stood to meet them, and young Partington leaped from his horse, taking with him a small velvet box. "Welcome," cried Robin. "What brings one in such noble dress to our poor forest of Sherwood?" Young Partington told them of King Henry's grand shooting match in London town, and of the Queen's wish that Robin come and take the prize. She had sent a golden ring from her thumb as a token of her goodwill, and her promise that Robin would be protected from arrest if he came. Robin Hood kissed the ring and slipped it on his little finger. "I will do our Queen's bidding and go with you to London." "We have no time to waste," said the page. "We have only 4 days to make our long journey." "I will choose 3 men to go with me," said Robin. "Little John, my right-hand man, Will Scarlet, my cousin, and Allan a Dale, my minstrel. Will Stutely shall be chief while I am gone." They were a fine sight as they rode into London town. Robin was dressed in blue, Little John and Will Scarlet were in Lincoln green, and Allan a Dale was in scarlet from the top of his head to his pointed shoes. Each man wore a head cap of polished steel and a coat of linked mail under his jerkin. Robin Hood, Little John, Will Scarlet, and Allan a Dale kneeled before the Queen in the royal garden room. Great floods of golden sunshine poured in through the windows, and the air smelled of sweet red roses from the beautiful garden below. After a rich feast, the Queen asked them to tell of their adventures. They told her every story they could remember, and the Queen and her ladies-in-waiting laughed again and again. Then Allan sang for them, and so the time passed till the hour of the great archery match. Bright flags fluttered in the breeze for each band of royal archers, and silken streamers of red, white, green, and blue hung from the crowded galleries. 6 trumpeters entered the field. Velvet banners worked in silver and gold threads hung from their silver trumpets. Behind them came King Henry and Queen Eleanor. Then came the court, and the field was full of color. The Queen made a bet with the King. She said she knew these 3 archers who could outshoot the King's best men. The crowd stood to see who the men could be. No one knew the men, but the Bishop of Hereford, who stood by the Queen, gasped. Even though Robin called himself Locksley, after the town where he was born, the Bishop recognized him. There were 800 archers in all. So many arrows were shot that the targets looked like porcupines. Even with a rematch, no man could outshoot Locksley and the 2 men in Lincoln green. When the tournament was over, the yeomen of the King's Guard and many of the crowd gathered around the strangers. While Robin was talking to Gilbert, the King's best archer, another plucked him by the sleeve and said, "Richard Partington sends this message from a certain lady. The lion growls. Beware of your head." Robin knew the message came from the Queen and meant the King was angry. It was now dangerous for them to stay. He called his 3 yeomen together. Without further delay, they pushed through the crowd and left London, heading northward. End of chapter 16. We'll see you next time.
And that's chapter 17. Robin escapes home.
Good night.
Good night.